It was a late and a tense night in Boston as protesters here joined rallies across the country over the events in Ferguson, Missouri, and the grand jury decision not to indict a white police officer in the fatal shooting of Michael Brown, an unarmed black teenager. There were a handful of arrests here last night, but Boston police said the demonstrators were largely peaceful as they moved unpredictably through the city. As WBUR's Fred Tice reports, the protest started in Roxbury's Dudley Square.
Hands up!
Don't shoot!
Hands up!
Don't shoot!
More than 600 people gathered for a rally in front of the big modern District 2 police station. And then someone said,
"We are going to South Bay Correction. We are going to go visit our people. We are going to go let them know that their lives matter as well."
And the crowd made its way peacefully to South Bay House of Corrections.
No justice!
Police!
No racist!
Police!
As they went, they gathered more supporters. At South Bay, state police estimated the crowd had grown to 1,400. Prisoners looked through the bars at the crowd. One had written something on two sheets of paper, but the sign was too small to be seen from the street. Some protesters tried to get onto I-93, but police prevented them, and so some headed off back towards Dudley Square, only to disperse. Several hundred protesters marched up Massachusetts Avenue through the South End, picking up more along the way, like Jessica Smith. She had just left a gala.
And I honestly, I'm normally not this upper class in my attire.
Several people shouted,
"Boylston! Boylston!"
And the crowd turned right onto Boylston Street through the Back Bay. Obinna Ojimba had been marching since Dudley Square 2 hours earlier.
One thing I do admire for Boston, there's more reason, there's more restraint with the City of Boston police. They actually try to be more hands-on and more interactive to defuse the situation. It's not how it was 20, 30 years ago.
The marchers crossed Copley Square and turned down Clarendon Street. The crowd stopped again as police prevented it from getting onto the turnpike ramp. And so the band, gathering yet more supporters along the way, headed back to Boylston Street. Murumbe Asamoah and Maria Lestage had also been walking since Dudley Square. By this point, they'd been marching for 5 hours.
And we are going to march until we cannot march anymore.
Right. How come?
Justice and for peace.
We want justice and we want it now.
And to let everybody know Black Lives Matter. And that's why we're here, and we will not stop until our voices are heard and until we are equal amongst all Americans.
They marched along the Common into Chinatown and onto Dewey Square. That's where they would remain much of the night. There were a few arrests, but mostly police officers were hopscotching across the city, trying to catch up with the protesters in order to block traffic and protect the marchers. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.